So book it up. So we're holding Erevin. We Tezaf is Mem Gimel. We reached right at the right towards the end of Mem Beis. On Mem Beis, we in the middle of a conversation about the boats. About the we got the conversation we passed like the passed like a meal. And of course, all the cases of the Mishnah. Of course, the case of where Goyim pick the person up and put him into a enclosed area, or if he ends up on a boat on Shabbos. Rav Gamliel says, as long as he's within a confined area, he could traverse the entire confined area, the boat, or that enclosed area. That's Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah in the Mishnah. Rav Yishur and Bikiva, they said, no, you got to stay within a four-am area. And on the boat, it would be a key point, they used Lashonov, they were machmer on themselves. Sounds like they agree in theory, but they are machmer on themselves. We'll get more into that soon. So the Gemara discussed what we pass like Rav Gamliel. By everyone agrees, the pasuk gamil by boat is a discussion. If pasuk gamil also by the case of the enclosed area, by the corral, the fold, if we pasuk gamil there as well, that he could traverse the whole area. But by a boat, for sure, everyone seems to agree. Both Shmuel and Rav both agree that we pasuk like Rav Gamil. So Rav said, why? Why does everyone agree that by a boat we pasuk gamil? So we brought two different reasons. That's going to be we're going to continue in the conversation. Rav said because the boat has mechitzas, the boat has walls, and since he was within these walls when Shabbos started, so he's kind of Shvisa in this entire area. It's considered one area of him inside these walls, and if we could traverse the whole area on the boat, that is Rabbah. Rabbi Zera said a big lumdus. Rabbi Zera said that since the boat is constantly moving, and the boat's moving faster than he is, so when he walks on the boat is constantly moving outside of his tchum, further from his tchum, and every time a person leaves their tchum, they're entitled to four amas, so he's constantly getting a new clock for four amas. So whenever he walks through the whole boat, it's not a matter of being able to walk through the whole boat. He's always able to walk four amas. A person always has four amas. And whenever he's walking, he gets this new form of clock because the boat is moving further away from him. Rashi means different from Shatim, but there's a shot that we explained yesterday. He's constantly moving into a new domain, and therefore he could traverse the entire boat. We said, what's the difference? So right away, we said a difference, by the way, which we were having. The Gemara later on is going to focus on it. We said one simple difference is if the boat's not moving. If the whole lumdus of Rebzera is because the boat's moving, if the boat wouldn't be moving, you wouldn't be able to walk across the whole boat according to Rebzera. But according to Rabbah, that he was enclosed in the walls of the boat, you would be able to move across the whole boat. That's one afkmina, which the Gemara is going to speak out in a few lines from now. But the Gemara brought two other afkminas. That's what we left off with. One half mean is if the walls became lower than 10 tvachim. If I don't have 10 tvachim walls, then they can't serve as walls to create my area as an area that's considered one. We said that as a chashivas because I'm enclosed within the walls. Holy area is one makom dal amos. But if I don't have walls, if it's less than 10 tvachim, I don't have proper walls, then that wouldn't work according to Rabbah. Whereas according to Abzera, as long as the boat's still moving, then it's fine. As long as he has no walls at all, even that's a full point that I have for this year, even if there's no walls, as long as the boat's moving, he still has these new four amas every moment that the boat is moving into a new area. That is one afkmina. Another afkmina is if he jumps from one boat to another boat. If he's on one boat and he started Shabbos on one boat. That boat, according to Rabbah, he could traverse the whole boat because he has walls. He then goes to another boat. You no longer have the svara, even though the second boat has walls as well. You no longer have the svara that he was there mid-day when Shabbos started. So it wouldn't work according to Rabbah to traverse the whole second boat. Whereas according to Rabbi Zera, since he's constantly moving with that second boat, he would be able to traverse the entire boat. For Rabbi Zera, another merchant asks, okay, we said enough communities between them. Why don't they each say like the other one? For Abzeir, we're right at the bottom of the Amud Membez, Amud Bez. For Abzeir, my time and last line, my time and last Amud Karaba. Why does not say Graba? Meaning that the reason why he let him walk into our ship is because he was in the walls when Shabbos began. Amalach, see, I'll tell you, Mechitzes, the Havriach Maya Masuyes. The Mechitzes are there in order to keep water out of the ship. Don't view Mechitzes as if they're there for the purposes of being Mechitzes, like walls for the ship, in which case he's saying since it's walled in, it's one area, therefore you can traverse. No, the Mechitzes are really there just to keep the water out. Since they're there just to keep what's outside out, it doesn't have the regular status. The Mechitzes of a ship doesn't have the status of proper Mechitzes, and it won't be considered enclosing the area to make it one big four Amma area. Very interesting. Sfas Emes points out that if you're a little Chazar from way earlier in Masechta, we discussed that, a whole bunch of blah where we got into the idea of Beis Asayim, a walled area that's larger than a certain amount of size, right? Beis Asayim was 5,000 square amas. We discussed if it's hukal fadira, it is considered proper shesuyach that you can carry in. If it's not hukal fadira, then you cannot carry in that area, even though technically midraisa it's still shesuyach, but midrabanan they view it as if it's not considered proper shesuyach. So it says fasamis, we must be talking about a very large boat over here. We're talking about a boat that's Beis Asayim, that's this year of 5,000 square amas. Why? Because otherwise, when we talk about things that are less than 5,000 square amas, less than Beis Asayim, we don't get into the nuances whether it was hukal fadira or not. Only when it was very large, do we start to analyze if it was hookah for residential purposes? But if it was small, then as long as it's walled, it's walled. So here too, good on putting up the walls to prevent the water from coming in. I'm not putting up the walls to create this boat as this private area. Bottom line is, when it's smaller than a certain size, the fact that there's walls there automatically make it enough, make it enclosed, and Rabba's Svarah should still apply. The fact that Reb Zeira is responding and saying to Rabba, saying they dislike Rabba Svarah because the walls are there just to prevent the water from coming in, says Fazemis, must be we're talking about a boat, and maybe standard. The big boats back then, maybe the ones that the people used to travel on, were talking very large. It's talking about a case where it must be at least a base sasayim that has a diak of this Fazemis. Okay, the Rabba, now Rabba says that the walls of the boat enclose the area, and that makes like that Hamas. Why didn't he take the Svarah of Reb Zeira? Since you're moving, the constant moving into a new domain gives him a constant four Hamas. So it's not a matter of traversing the whole boat, it's a matter of always having four Hamas, whichever, wherever he is, he always has another four Hamas. Says the word for Rabba, my time alone, Reb Zeira. This is really what we pointed out before about there being enough mina by Medes. The Gemara says, "Rabbi here, Rabbi will tell you." And this is really Taisus actually said there's a Chazar here. Rabbi is being chazer from the way we understood Rabbi. Top words of Taisus has to hud to be mind that communion. It could be now we're falling off some of the commands from before because now we're saying as follows: Rabbi would agree that b'mahaleches, meaning Rabbi essentially agrees to Reb Zeira. B'mahaleches kumle pligi. Rabbi says that when the ship is moving, there wouldn't be a machlekes in the Mishnah. No one would argue that you're able to walk through the whole ship. Ki pligi, the whole machlekes in the Mishnah is talking about where the boat wasn't moving. Ki pligi b'shamda. So Rabbah argues from there and says the machlekes in the Mishnah is only in the case where it wasn't moving, in which case your lumdas would play no role because, meaning even a gomil would hold, it's no good. When it's not moving, you no longer have that svara that you're constantly going into a new domain and getting another dalet amis. Okay. Now the Gemara is making some rayas to very interesting daf. The first part of this daf, I mean, the whole daf really talks about tchumim and the like, but the first part of the daf is more basic, classic rayas from towards the bottom of this amen and much of most of Ambeis. We get into the topic of Eliyahu Hanavi traveling. There's we're going to get into the discussion of Terah B'Shemayimi, not B'Shemayimi, not in the Gemara itself. That's outside the Gemara, but okay, let's see. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Masnisa Namideka. Our Mishnah is Meduyik to Malechas Pligi. Our Mishnah is talking Meduyik to Ramil and Beshura, or not arguing in a case where the Machlekes Leipligi. Not arguing in a case where the boat is not moving. When the boat's not moving, then everyone agrees over there that you can traverse the entire ship. It's only Machlekes when the boat's stationary. What's the Raya? Mimayim. Meditani Maisa Shabbat Ms. Pandastrin. We said in the Mishnah, there's a story where they came back from Pandastrin, the Fligi Bisfras Bayam. And their ship, which was moving out by the sea, ended up moving more than 2,000 amos away from the port. Rangamil Verblazer and Azaya Hokhla Skula. Rangamil and Verblazer and Azaya, they continued to walk the entire ship. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva Lezazmar Bamas. Why? Here's the lashon we spoke of before. Sherutzula Hachmer Latzman. They stayed with him for amos because they wanted to be Machmer themselves. What's the lashon Sherutzula Hachmer Latzman? Says the Gemara. If you say when the boat is moving, there's no machlekes. As long as the boat's moving, everyone agrees they're able to move around the ship. So it's very good. Really, right now the boat's moving, and therefore, according to everyone, including Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua, you should be able to traverse the whole ship. So what does it mean they didn't move more than 4 hours because they want to be machmer? It's very good. Maker, then they held you can move around, but to be machmer themselves, that since even though the boat's moving now and they can move around the whole ship. Since if the boat would be stationary, they wouldn't be able to move. They're being machmer now, a case where it's moving, up to a case where the boat is stationary. So that's like Mara Hani Tani Ratsu Dilma Amda, because they want to be machmer based on almost like a gzera, they're being gzera themselves for protection, up to a case where the boat is stationary. Eliyamir Pligi, but if you say that they argue, even when the ship is moving, Rabbi Kiva Bishua is saying that you're not letting him move around, you're not letting him walk around the whole ship. So, Hai Ratzul Hachmir is Surihu. When we say they want to be Machmir, what do you mean they want to be Machmir? It's Usr, according to them, according to their Sheet, according to the Sheet of Rishur and Rabbi Kiva, it's Usr 100%. What's Ratzul Hachmir? It would be Usr. L'chor, it's a Shtuk Araya. It's a Raya too. It's a Raya too. Rabba, it's a Raya too. It's a Raya to Rabba. At the Machlaikis says Nafka, when the boat is stationary. When the boat's moving, everyone agrees it's okay, which is a kasher of Zera, because he learned that Tzkufa, the point of contention, in the Mishnah, that's Tzkufa the Machlekes Tanaim, according to what we're saying now, Rabbah, everyone agrees when it's moving, it's mutter. It's when it's stationary, is where there's a Machlekes, and Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Ki would be Machmer, even when it was moving, they are Machmer, onto a case where it's stationary, but really when it's moving, everyone should agree it's mutter. The Ritva's bothered, this kasher is so stark, why is the Gemara just saying it's a dekanami, a diik, to Rabbah? The Chor, it should be a question, an up on Reb Zeira. So Ritva says, the reason the Gemara doesn't bring this as a tiyuf to Arab Zera is because Rav Zera can learn that really they argue both when it's Malachas and when it's Emedas. Both cases. They argue, Ramil says it's good, the way we learned Pasha before. Now, Ramil says you could traverse, Rabbi Lezer Messiah say you could traverse the whole boat, as Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua say, you could only go down Amos. However, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua were mesupik if it's Asr. We're introducing a new idea. We've touched on this a few times already in the past dozen or so blots. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua weren't positive it's Asr. They were mesupik if it's Asr. And we know we have a klal. Suffik Durabanan Lakula. The Din of Tchum is Din Durabanan. So therefore, since Me'ikar Din Suffik Durabanan Lakula, and this whole sukkah is Durabanan, if Rabbi Kiva Bishua Masipik, they should have been able to walk the whole boat. And that's what it means, Ratz Lachmer Atzma, meaning they argue Taka both Amedas and even Malachas, they argue even when the boat's moving, they argue and say that perhaps it's Usser, but they weren't convinced 100%, they weren't sure. In both cases, they weren't sure. And the fact that they're being Machmer is a Chumra, because since Safak Dabar Lakula, it's Ratz Lachmer Atzman, that's how the Ritva answers. That's what the Ritva answers for on behalf of Reb Zeira. I'm sorry? That's a fantastic question. How could the Ritva answer that was saying it's Safak Dabar and Safak Dabar Lakula? The Chayyur going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, one of the sheetahs here is Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Kiva himself holds Tchumas Daraisa, so that'll be something Daraisa L'chumra. And on the face of it, the kasha is too stark. Must be missing something. That's a stark kasha. That's a very stark kasha. Okay, we have to circle back to that, right? Liza is asking excellent that our answer, that's the stuff Darban L'kula, shouldn't apply L'shitasa in Rabbi Kiva. We'll have to see if we come up with an explanation. We'll go back to the Ritva. Okay. Amar Vashi. Very good. Amar Vashi. Masisa Nami Deka. Our mission is also Maduik. Also, our mission is Maduik that the Machlekes is Dafka when the boat is stationary. We're being another right to Rabbah. There's no Machlekes when the boat is moving. Everyone agrees it's Mutter. It's Machlekes when the boat is stationary. The Tani Seifa. Seifa mission says, the Dumya the Deer Vesar. The Seifa, sorry, the Tani Svina. Dumya the Deer Vesar. The Mishnah compares the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva Rishua versus Rabbi Gamil and Rabbi Messiah in two cases. First, the case of Svina. Or actually, opposite order. First, a case of Deer and Sar, and then a case of Svina. First, a case where the guy picked the person up and plucked him into an enclosed area, and then a case where the person is on a boat on Shabbos. And the Mar makes a kind of like a hekesh. It's a Mishnah, but like a hekesh. Says Rav Ashi, Ma Deer Vesar Dikvi, just like Deer and Sar are fixed places, they don't move. A corral, a fold, these are just enclosed areas that are stationary, obviously. They don't move. So to the Svina of the boat is something which is covered, which is fixed in space, they're not moving. So another Raya in the Machlokes Tafka, when it's stationary, not when it's moving. Interesting to note, the Ritva did not feel a need over here to answer how is Rabbi Zera going to respond to this Raya, because he wasn't so particular about a Hekesh from a Mishnah. Again, I'm using the word Hekesh, but the point is, the fact that in one case the Mishnah is talking about where it's stationary doesn't mean the other case also talking about stationary. Obviously, Ravashi minimized Ravashi's fervor. Ravashi brought it as a shtikaraya, but I guess it wasn't a foolproof enough raya. It's self-explanatory. It wasn't a strong enough raya to Rabzera, the Ritva felt to have to answer for Rabzera. Okay. Amarle Rav Acha Breed Rav Ravashi. So again, we had Rav and Shmuel both agree that Gamil, we pass on Gamil when it comes to a ship. Amarle Rav Acha Breed Rav Ravashi, Hilchas Akram Gamil Besvina, Hilchas Amachal Tapiki. So Rav Acha Breder Rav says Ravashi, for the fact that Rav and Shmuel both agreed, halacha is like Rav Gamil and Svina, sounds like there was a machlekes, the Gabi Svina itself is a machlekes. But if you look at the Lashon of Mishnah, there's no machlekes. Because the Lashon of Mishnah was Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, Ratzu Lachmer Atzman. They only stay with the Frames because they want to be Machmer themselves. Sounds like it's only a chumra, but they also agree it's mutter. So when you say halacha is like Gamil, of course halacha is like him. There's no machlekes. There's no one arguing that Lashon is fair. When you say the halacha, typically means there's an argument. Who's arguing? The Gemara says, in, there is an argument. There is a dissenting view. V'atanya, we looked at the Braisa, Chananya, Omer, the Gersa, in parentheses, Chananya ben Achi Yeshua, he was actually the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua. He says as follows, all day, these Tanayim, Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yeshua, and together with Rabbi Gamil and Rabbi Zvazaya, sat and were debating this topic. Emesh, V'chriya Achi Abba, in the evening, Rabbi Yeshua, so that's my Achiyama, my father's brother, that's his uncle, Rabbi Yeshua decided, Halach Gamil Besvina, Halach Rabbi Kiva B'dir Vesar. So he said, in the evening, my father's brother decided that Halach is like Rabbi Gamil Besvina, Halach is like Rabbi Kiva B'dir Vesar. So we see that there is obviously Machlekes, meaning, even though the version we have in our mission is, Rabbi Kiva B'Shua were Machmer on themselves, sounds like Mikra didn't agree, and based on this version of the events, in this Brisa, seems like it was Machlekes, actual Machlekes by the ship, where we have Rabbi Gamil, where we have Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, I should say. Rabbi Kiva at least was saying that it's Mamish Aser seems like more than just a chumra, and ultimately a pasuk gemil that's mutter. But there was clearly there was apparently a machlekes. Okay, by Rab Chanina. So Rab Chanina has an interesting shayla. Yesh Tzuv has we can start to get a little bit more supernatural. Let's see. By Rab Chanina. Yesh Tzuv in the Malam Asar. By the way, for those keeping score, it's 5:33. For those that start to fast at 5:38, you may want to take your drinks down. By Rab Chanina. Yesh Tzuv in the Malam Asar. Is there a tchum above 10 tvachim or not? Ayin tchum b'mal masara. Meaning the question is, you're going to ask in a second, how are you traveling above 10 tvachim? We'll get there in a second. But if theoretically, if a person was traveling, we know 10 tvachim above the ground is a different, is like it's a different domain. What about traveling of 10 tvachim above the ground, legabe tchum? Am I still bound to a tchum if I'm traveling above the ground, if I'm floating, am I bound to a tchum or not? The Gemara explains. Amud gvar asar v'rachav arba. So if I have an amud, if I have a post that's 10 tvachim off the ground and 4 tvachim wide, like tibayalach, that wouldn't be a shayla. Aris michi, that's just considered a thick ground. It's a tall ground. It's a higher level ground. You don't say when ground gets a higher level, that's not called tchum. Of course, that's part of the regular dina tchum. That's a regular normal place to walk on. That wouldn't be the shayla. Kitibayalach was the shayla. But amud gvar asar v'ein rachav arba. If you have a post that's 10 tvachim wide, but not 4 tvachim wide, and someone's walking along this more narrow post, he's walking along this narrow post that's less than 4 tvachim wide, or he's traveling by jumping. He's jumping in the air above 10 tvachim, lishnachrina, or a boat. He's traveling in a boat that goes, floats above. He's in a ship which floats above the water, above 10 tvachim. My, do we have a din of tchum in these cases or not? That is the shaylas. How is he going back to the normal case? How is he kazma kvitsa rashi? As a matter of fact, he's using Shem Hashem. He's using Shem Hashem to float above 10 tvachim, above the ground. Is that considered? Is that going to be considered bound to a tchum of 2,000 amas or not? That is the shayla. We're obviously going to be raised from a Mishnah. Amar Rav Yishaya. Tashma Abin Uriah. From our Mishnah, Maisa Shabbat Padasrin, they were coming back from the boat. They were coming back on a boat from Padasrin. The Hifligib is Finas Mayam, and the ship, which was by the port when Shabbat started, moved out into the sea outside the Tchum. So, and we had the whole conversation between Rabbi Gamliel and the Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar Azariah versus Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Kiva. If you say Tchum applies above 10 Tvachim, it's very good. Therefore, we could say they wanted to be Machmir because the tchumim, the tchumim apply more than 10 tvachim, and therefore we can have a conversation whether it passes to have a chumir there or not. Eller and Gamil says it's not a problem anyway, because you're within the boat, and they were machmir no, even on the boat. If tchumim halachas don't apply when you're above 10 tvachim, so the boat is above 10 tvachim, presumably, it's floating in the water. And my ratzu, why would they be machmir b'chal? Even mitzad chumra, why would Rabbi Kiva should be machmir b'chal? Says Gemara, "I'm Rav Melechus Berakak." Rav is going to say, we're actually going to quote tomorrow in the next line. Rav is going to say to answer a different question, actually to answer a similar question, but on a different part of the Mishnah. That we're talking about a case where the boat was berakak. The boat was traveling in shallow waters. When the boat's traveling in shallow waters, within 10 tvachim of the bottom, you're right, when it's floating in deep waters, so it's way above 10 tvachim above any ground, and therefore the shallow would be a riotar shallow. But we were talking about a case over there where the boat was in very shallow waters, and the boat was hitting the floor, was within 10 tvachim of the floor, it was close to the floor, and therefore they would be considered to be moving out of the tchum, even if you hold above 10 tvachim. It's not restricted to tchum. They were within tvachim of the ground, and therefore they're still restricted to tchum. Hachram halachas rakak. So in our case, in this part of the Mishnah, we're talking about where it was going in the rakak. Tashema, another raya. Pamachas anichsel lenamal atchachesheichel. They only got back to the port when already was dark, and the shaila was: were they able to leave the ship and go onto the dock and go onto the ground or not? So, and the Gamil told them, yeah, we could, because I know that we were within the tchum before nightfall. Now, the whole conversation is only relevant if you hold this tchumim above 10 tvachim. Same question again. Shapir. If you say it's tchum above 10 tvachim, Gamil said, we were within the tchum when by Benish Mashas, we were already within the tchum, and therefore it's not a problem. Even if not, even if they weren't within the tchum, there is no tchum above 10 tvachim above the ground. And presumably in the boat, they're above 10 tvachim above the ground. So what should be the issue? L'chari it's a raya that there's a din of tchum, even above 10 tvachim above the ground, says Gemara. Kilahin b'zech tchum ha'avi, what's the difference? Amar Rava, here's where Rava actually said it. Again, same answer that we said a moment ago, but here's where Rava actually said it. Melechas berkak. We're talking about a case where the boat was traveling in shallow waters. The boat was in shallow waters, and therefore, even if you hold that there's no tchum above 10 tvachim, they were within 10 tvachim of the ground, and therefore, it was okay. Now, before we go further, actually, this really quoted before. We said before halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel b'Sfina. So we had a shayla. Who's the other sheet that argues? And he brought from his uncle that there really is machlekes. Rabbi Shua and Rikiva really do argue. Not just Ratzu, not just Machmir. We have another bright way the version is where they seem to argue. But this Taisvis over here is the home base. This huge Taisvis Halacha Gamil is the home base for being on cruises that travel on Shabbos. Right? I've never actually been on. I mean, whatever. I'm not familiar with the whole idea of cruises, how they work, if they dock at all, how often they dock. But the point is, is a person allowed to theoretically go on a cruise if knowing that the cruise is going to be traveling on Shabbos? And this is the home base for that discussion in the Rishonim already. It discusses, may not have been discussing cruises back then, maybe they're traveling for other purposes, but the point is, there's a discussion whether the person could be on a boat when he knows the boat's going to be moving on Shabbos. We're saying, Allah is going to be Sfina. Allah is going to be you can move, you can traverse the whole boat. So Taisvah seems to bring from the Sugi, brings from the Rashbam, and other Rishonim agree that going on a boat is Halach L'maisa is permissible on Shabbos. Permissible to be on a boat where you know it's going to be traveling on Shabbos, and that's okay. So, the one basic question that the Ilam should be bothered by is: we know we had a Masech to Shabbos. It's us to even go on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos because of a unique Shabbos. Us to go on a boat even within 3 days of Shabbos. Here, he's on the boat for the whole Shabbos. The answer is Hagufa could be the reason. There's a head to Dvar Mitzvahs. If you go for Dvar Mitzvah, you can go on a boat even within 3 days of Shabbos. Number one. So, if this guy's going for Dvar Mitzvah, that could be a head to number one. But number two is the whole issue over there was because it's going to share his unique Shabbos. If first 3 days is normal to have seasickness, once he's there more than 3 days already, or if he's someone that knows that he doesn't have seasickness, or it could be on these big boats where seasickness is less of an issue. Once you eliminate the issue of seasickness, then it wouldn't be a problem. And therefore, back to this idea that l'chaim being on a boat, even on Shabbos itself, forget about 3 days before Shabbos, being on the boat traveling on Shabbos itself, you have Taisvis, you have other Rishonim as well. He's being for the Rashbam, and there's other Taisvis court, the other Rishonim court as well, who seem to say based on our sugi, based on Gamliel, that it's permissible. L'maisa, you have the Sefer Truma. And the Kiyosakov says actually a Rambam who seemed to argue and seemed to say it is a concern even with Agamara, even after Agamara, it's still a concern. So the Kiyosakov just points out a very interesting shaila, interesting lumdus in the Machlekes of Rishonim about Halach L'maisa going on a boat on Shabbos, being in a boat I should say on Shabbos. And the Kiyosakov says that according to, let's say, Ramban, Taisvis, Rashbam, who seem to be allowing it, they hold Tchum is only an issue if I am traveling out of my Tchum. If I'm walking, essentially, maybe according to these other Lashonis, we discuss right now if I'm flying as well, but if I'm walking, then it's a problem. If I'm the one moving, then it's a problem of, potentially a problem of Tchum. On a boat, I'm not moving. The boat's moving. I'm not moving, and therefore, Lachamais, it's going to be okay. Whereas, Rambam, Sefer Truma, and the others held a problem, hold, it doesn't make a difference how I'm moving. Shvisa, in Lumdus, Shvisa is the place where I rested when Shabbat started. I have a place of Makkah Shvisa where I have to be. I have to be within that place. Once I'm moved outside of that place, whether I move myself or whether something moves me, that's still going to be a problem of Tchum. So Kizak must make a lamb shemachlekes in the Mishainim, this discussion halach lamaisa, whether being on a boat on Shabbos is okay, is totally whether or not it has to be me moving or does it have to be me doing the action of moving, me doing the walking, me doing the motion of moving, or as long as my body is being moved outside of Makom Shvisa, that's still going to be a problem. A very interesting discussion. I love this in the Kiyosakov. Again, we should have spoken up before, but it's related again on this daf. Okay, so Tashma, back to our rayas in this shaila about above trum, whether trum laws apply above ten tefachim or not. Tashma, hani shev shmeitze. Yes, the ten tefachim is for the bottom of the sea. That's why when it's rakak, when it's like muddy and full of dirt, we view that as part of the ground as well. But it's from the bottom of the sea. Sorry. Why?
A huge boat to be 10 inches off the ground?
Oh, you go that way. I got it. You're saying a huge boat to be touching the ground is Enochrami. Tashema. Hani Shev Shmaitze, this is where the name comes from. Hani Shev Shmaitze Zamrin, there were these seven psakim that were said, famous sefer Shev Shmaitze, written by the Ketzayis Avim Luim. So he wrote during his Shevarachas, he delivered in his Shevarachas every day a different halacha for 7 days, and he called it the Shev Shmaitze. So Hani Shev Shmaitze Zamrin, these seven psakim, but that's obviously that name was gleaned from this Gemara. Okay, obviously, that's much later. That's a Ketzayis, one of the Achrenim, but early Achrenim. But this is it's based on this Gemara where there was seven psakim that were given b'tzafra b'shabata kamei derev chizda b'sura on the morning of Shabbos in front of chizda b'sura padi b'shabata kamei derev b'desa, and they were repeated that afternoon in front of Ram Papadisa. So it was given in the morning in Surah, in the afternoon in Papadisa. How on earth the Surah to Papadisa is much more than the Trum? How on earth could someone give a shir in Surah in the morning of Shabbos and in the afternoon of Shabbos Papadisa? Manaminu, who must have given the shir? Laveyaminu. It must have been Eliyahu gave the shir, and he has different means of travel because no one else couldn't be able to travel that far from Surah to Papadisa on Shabbos. So Laveyaminu, it was Eliyahu who gave the shir. That's a right to Ashayla. Alma ain't Tchumin Lamal Masara. It's a right that there's no Tchumin above 10 Tvachim. Eliyahu was traveling via air, and therefore, no problem with Tchum because he's above 10 Tvachim. Says Mara Loi, Dumi Yasef. Who told you Eliyahu never gave the shear? Maybe Yosef the Shade gave the shear. Meaning, Yosef the Shade doesn't keep Pilcha Shabbos. So he's the one that gave the shear. He gave the shear in Surah in the morning, probably in the afternoon. You can't bring me a raya that there's no din of Tchum above 10 Tvachim because Eliyahu Navi traveled that space, because it wasn't Eliyahu Navi. It was Yosef the Shade who doesn't keep Shabbos, and therefore we have no raya to Shaila. Obviously, this Gemara is packed with a wild, is a very interesting, unique rias. First of all, the most basic shot in the sugya again goes back to, of course, what happened to Leibish Miami. The Gemara Brachas says, the Martzchitz actually brings on the Gemara Brachas of Gimel. The Gemara Brachas says, I think it was Reb Tarfin who was davening in a churva. He went to go say Shema. He went to go to say Shema Esrei in a churva. And when he came out, Eliyahu came by and said to him, Eliyahu Zachal HaTov is lashing over there. Eliyahu Zachal HaTov came by and said to him, that what are you doing davening a churva? You're not davening a churva. And Rashi discusses that what are we doing listening to halachas from Eliyahu Navi? Loi b'shamayimi. We have a klal. Torah is not b'shamayim. Torah was given to us by Adam in this world. We cannot hear dinim or psakim of Torah. We cannot learn Torah from shamayim. So Rashi answers and he brings it right from our Gemara. Eliyahu Navi gave, according to Amar's, at least Ahavimina, Eliyahu Navi gave a shir in Pumbedisa and in Surah. Says Rashi, it depends. When the ideas are coming from Shemayim, that is when it's like a Nevius, that's a problem. Leib Shemayim, he says that we don't accept Torah that comes from Torah's Nevius, right? Obviously, the original Torah came from Moshe Rabbeinu, but once we got the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Shemayim, no longer do we accept Psakim or ideas from Shemayim. Baskels, also the famous story, Tana Dachnoim Bamitzia, Baskels, we don't accept the Baskels, rather it's got to be Svara. If it's a Svara and the Svara makes sense, then Avada we accept Svara. So if Eliyahu was telling someone something with Svara, that's okay. Something which is Misfar, something which is logical, which works with the same Mahalchim as Be'adam, that's fine. It's when it's coming B'Shemayim B'Teres Nevias, that's when it is problematic. And he brings, again, the Maraschis brings a Raya from our Gemara. That's how Eliyahu was able to give a shir in our Sugim, because he was giving a shir with Svaradik Azachin, not Himmeldik, not Nevias, and therefore it would be okay. You don't say the B'Shemayim. Teret Mimim B'Chukesai. Teret Mimim says, the idea of Tishbi Yitaretz, In the end, Tishbi is going to answer our questions on Tekus. Tekum stands for Tishbi. Eliyahu Tishbi is going to answer the questions. Also, how's that going to work? He explains that's not going to be B'teres Nevi. It's not going to be, oh, he's a Navi, he's in a different veld, he's in Shemayim, and therefore he has all the answers. No. Because he's so close to Hashem, he has Reif Chachmasai, but the answers are going to come from Chachmasai. Answers are not going to come from Shemayim. Answers will come from Chachmasai. Actually, a beautiful diak from, I don't know if it fits throughout the whole Shas, but a nice diak from Rabbi Rosner. He wanted to say that if you look in the places where we quote Eliyahu Navi in Shas, when it comes to teaching Torah, it doesn't call him Eliyahu Navi. It calls him Eliyahu Zachor LaTov, like Gemara and Brachas of Gimel. Eliyahu Zachor LaTov. So you want to say it's Meduyek, because you don't call him Eliyahu Navi in those cases, because you're not quoting from his Nevius, you're quoting from his Chachma. I think it's a gorgeous Diyak. You just have to see if it's consistent. I think he himself, when he said it in jest, he wasn't sure if it's consistent throughout Shas, but if it would be, that'd be a wonderful Diyak. Okay. The Chassam Sefer brings, I mean, the Gemara really is going to address this on Amud Beis, more about this, but Chassam Sefer just brings, how does Eliyahu Navi, we say by a bris, Eliyahu Navi Zechor LaTov, we talk about him, Amar Ayiminai, by a bris, it's very nice throughout the week, but how do you do that on Shabbos? How do you do that on Shabbos? L'chayra, we're asking him to come join us by a bris on Shabbos, he's coming, he's traveling above Yud, we're saying over here it could be an issue. Again, the Gemara on Amud Beis is really going to discuss further this exact type of Shabbos, that type of Raya, but the Chassam Sefer answers in a similar vein to what we've been saying, a little bit different, but a similar vein, that there's two elements to Eliyahu Navi. There's the neshama, which is still around now, even though Eliyahu's not around, the neshama is still around. And eventually, when he comes back, then it'll be the neshama with the guf. When it's Tishbi Yataritz, just to go back on what Teret Mima was saying, similar to Teret Mima, Teret Mima was saying, when it's Mesvara, it's okay. When it's Nevius, it's no good, like the Maratzchias. So the surface adding, when it's the neshama of Eliyahu Navi with the guf, which is, that's lost the love, that's going to be okay. When it's done with the goof, it's back to being like a person, that's when it's okay. It's a Tishbi can be a tyrant. When it's Davka the Neshama alone, that's when it would be a problem, perhaps, of of that Mishmaris could be potentially a problem of Leib Yishmaimi, but on the flip side, that wouldn't be an issue of traveling. The whole issue of traveling would be if it's a Shabbat with the Guf. If it's only in the Shabbat alone, it wouldn't be an issue. Lema Yisrael Gomorrah seems to be being a Raya from Eliyahu, and we'll see more about a Raya and Amud Beis. Okay, there's a little more on this, but let's go weiter. Says the Gemara Tashema. Harini Nazir first says, I'm a Nazir b'yom sheben David ba. I'm a Nazir on the day Ben David comes. On the day that Ben David Mashiach comes, I arrives, I'm going to be a Nazir. Now, we don't know which day he's going to come. Mashiach can come any day. And therefore, he should have to be, act as if he may be a Nazir and not drink wine every single day, says the Braisa. Well, it depends. Mutal Shesiyayim Shabbos Vem Tevim. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can drink wine because Mashiach won't come on those days. Top of his, why not? He can't drink wine all the days of the week because maybe Mashiach will come on those days. But why is he able to drink wine on Yom Tov and Shabbos? Presumably because there's Chumim, and therefore he's able to drink wine because you could assume that Eli Navi, Mashiach, or Mashiach Ben David is not going to come on those days. Says the Gemara black and white. If you say there is Chum above 10 Vachim, Shabbos Yom Tov Mutter. That's why this person made the Nazirus Nether, is able to drink on Shabbos Yom Tov because. You know that Mashiach is not going to come because he can't traverse even above 10 Tvachim. And the Amit Eintchum, if you say above 10 Tvachim, Eintchumim, why is that able to drink on Shabbos Yom Tov? Shabbos Yom Tov, Amay Matur, you should have to be concerned that perhaps, happily, we're eagerly awaiting, that perhaps Mashiach is going to come every day, including Shabbos Yom Tov, and therefore you should have to be Makban as Naziris every day, including Shabbos Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, no. Shani Yasam, the Amar, because we know the pasuk says, "Damar kara hine nech shlech chemes Eliyahu Navi lifnei boyem Hashem." We have a klal that Eliyahu Navi is going to come the day before Yom Hashem. I got the day before Mashiach comes. Eliyahu Navi is going to come the day before, and we know Shabbos Yom Tov. We know Eliyahu Navi didn't come on Friday. He didn't come erev. He didn't come yet on. We know the day before Eliyahu Navi has not come yet. If he hasn't come yet, I don't have to worry that Mashiach is coming on Shabbos because I didn't get the preview the day before from Eliyahu Navi. In fact, the obvious question, if that's the case, during the week too, says the Gemara, every day of the week should also be permissible for this Nazir, this Safik Nazir, to drink, because if Eliyahu Navi always comes the day before that Mashiach is coming, so then, since he didn't come the day before, I should know for certainty Mashiach is not coming today, and therefore I should be able to, this guy should know he's for sure not another. Ella, I'm reading the Bezdin HaGadol. The reason why we are concerned throughout the week is because Eliyahu Navi Mustama came to Bezdin HaGadol, and we just don't know about it. Hachanami lame the Bezdin HaGadol, meaning he came, we're not aware of it, and Mashiach is coming. He came yesterday, Mashiach could be coming today, and we just weren't aware of it. So, if that's the case, you back to the question, why are we not concerned about Shabbos? Says Gemara, Kvar Muftech Lam Yisrael, She'ein Elio, but Leba Arvi Shabbosais, Leba Arvi Yom Tov. Famous idea of the Gemara, Eliyahu Navi will not come on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Why? Unbelievable. We know that Eliyahu Navi won't come on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, because people are going to go out, people are busy preparing for Shabbos, and they have to go out to greet him, and they're going to be able to share their prep for Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov is set aside for preparing for Shabbos, Yom Tov. And people are going to have to go out to greet him, it's going to share, and therefore Eliyahu Navi, we know, won't come that day. So if Eliyahu Navi won't come that day, we know the Mashiach, if Eliyahu Navi comes, Lifnei Bayim, he comes the day before, so we know Mashiach won't come the day after, which is Shabbos and Yom Tov. Kasan Kadaitech, Mede Eliyahu, Le Asa, Mashiach Nami Le Asa. So says Gemara, Masha about the Lishri. Gemara now asks a new question. One second. If you're telling me, very good, Shabbos Yom Tov, you don't have to be worrying, nothing to do with Tchum, you don't have to be worried about Mashiach coming over at the Tchum, because Eliyahu Navi doesn't come the day before. We know Eliyahu Navi comes in general the day before Mashiach. He won't come the day before on Shabbos Yom Tov because he doesn't come on Friday. And therefore, if Eliyahu Navi doesn't come on Friday, therefore Mashiach's not coming on Shabbos. But if that's the case, then Friday as well, the presumption is, just like Eliyahu Navi himself doesn't come on Friday, presumably Mashiach won't come on Friday or Erev Yom Tov. So the Nazir should be mutter not just on Shabbos Yom Tov, even Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos as well. Says the Gemara, Kazakh Mashiach Nami Layase, B'mal Shabbat Shlishri. So why is that mutter on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yom Tov, why is that mutter to drink on those days as well for the Nazir? Eliyahu Layase Mashiach. The Gemara says, no, Eliyahu won't come on those days, whereas Mashiach will come. Why? The Kivin the Asi Mashicha Hakol Avodim Hein Lisrael. Eliyahu Navi coming is a shter, so to speak. Everyone will be very excited, obviously, but it's a shter to the Shabbos and Yom Tov prep because he's coming. We have to go out to greet Eliyahu, and therefore it's going to take up our whole day, we're not going to have time to prepare for Shabbos. When Mashiach comes, it's going to have an immediate, it's amazing how immediate it is, an immediate opposite effect. Once Mashiach comes, Klai Yisrael is going to be kind of crowned, and this gets to the famous discussion, what's going to change when Mashiach comes, but according to this Gemara, Klai Yisrael is going to have, the rest of the world will serve them, will be like, Avadim will be like servants, so they'll have so many more hands on deck to be able to help prepare for Shabbos Yantiv, and therefore Mashiach can come, come on Erev Shabbos Erev Yantiv. That's not a concern, and therefore the Nazir who made an Aziris for the day Mashiach comes still has to be concerned on Erev Shabbos Erev Yantiv that perhaps Mashiach is coming that day. Says the Gemara, okay, but on Sunday we still can be a proof, because let's think about it. On Sunday the Nazir should be able to drink because and they don't know if he can't come the day before, can't come on Shabbos, unless you say that there's no problem with Tchumim. Liv Shemina ain't Tchumim. Being a right, that there's no Tchumim, because if there's an issue of Tchumim, and the Navi can't come on Shabbos. And if he can't come, if there's an issue of Tchumim, and if he can't come on Shabbos, that means Sunday, Mashiach can't come. The fact that we're saying Sunday, Mashiach come, must be a right, that there is no Tchumim above Ten Tvachim. Tia Shchumim, Chab Shabbat, the Lishri, Tlaya Sunday, Yom Shabbos. If you hold that this Tchumim, on Sunday, Shabbat, because a Navi could not have come on Shabbos day before, answer tomorrow, Hai Tani Sifuki, Misafkale, Yeh Shchumim, Ein Tchumim. This Tana by Nazir was Mesupik, if it's Tchumim or not, and therefore, Ulachumra, he passed on the Chumra. The only day I can say with certainty that I know that Mashiach is not coming is with Shabbos Yom Tov, because on Fridays, we know on Fridays, Eliyahu Hanavi can't come. Why? Because it's going to stare people from preparing for Shabbos. And therefore, the next day, Mashiach can't come. And therefore, I know that's the one day the Nazir can drink wine, which happens to work out well. The Nazir can drink wine on Shabbos, Kiddush, he can drink wine on Shabbos. But the other days, the Nazir cannot drink wine, even Sunday, because the Tanav is a Supik. He knows there's a Shaila about Tchumim above Ten Tvachim or not. It's a discussion. He's a Supik. Perhaps there's no Tchumim above Ten Tvachim. Perhaps the Nazir could come on Shabbos. And therefore, it's possible Mashiach's coming on Sunday. And therefore, this Tana was machmer with the Nazir. The Torah says the reason why we say the tefillos of Eliyahu Navi on Matzah Shabbos is for this idea, because he was being held back. He was held back from coming on Friday, as we're saying for sure, and possibly Shabbos. That's his most recent discussion. It's telling on Shailov if yesh chum or not. So since Eliyahu Navi has been held back both Friday and potentially Shabbos, therefore passes on Matzah Shabbos say a specific tefillah for Eliyahu Navi to come, because now his restrictions are released and now he's able to come again. Okay. Pamachas, actually, before we get to this idea, there's also very interesting Shvizakov. Shvizakov says, very interesting. The idea we know in the halacha is about Kiddush Levana on Friday night. There's a discussion when you do Kiddush Levana Friday night. So we the halacha l'maisa, we don't say Kiddush Levana Friday night unless it's the last night. If it's the last night of the, you know, up to the 15th day of the cycle, then you say it on Friday night, but normally we don't. Now the reason we don't is actually because of carrying. There's a concern that a person will take a sitter outside with his ear of, well, that's of a concern, but a person takes a sitter outside and carry in order to take Kiddush Levana on Friday night, and therefore there was takana not to take Kiddush Levana on Friday night at all. However, again, if it's the last night, we say a person should be careful, make sure not to run into the issue of carrying, and he can take Kiddush Levana on the last night. Shazak must be another svara. When we Kiddush Levana, we're greening some sort of Kabbalah Sashchina, and Sashchina is outside the Tchum. So by doing Kiddush Levana, where we may be bringing the Shekhinah in from outside the Tchum, interesting Svara, that itself could be a problem. Again, based on our Gemara, based on our Sugya, that could be a problem of bringing something in from outside the Tchum on Shabbos. Interesting connection, Shvizak of our Gemara to Kiddush Levana. Again, Malach HaMais is, we say it on Friday night when it's the last night, but otherwise, if it's not the last night, we prefer not to say Kiddush Levana Friday night. Okay, see a few more lines, then we got to stop. Says the Gemara, Pamachas Le'nichzun L'gamal. We said one time they were traveling and the ship entered the port after dark already. Bar-Gamil says, don't worry, we were within 3,000 amas. By Benish Mashas, and therefore we can disembark because we were within the Tchum. Tada Shafer say like Gamil. Gamil had a Shafer. He had like a little tube, a hollow tube. Shem Mabit. This is like a telescope. Shem Mabit v'sefer ba'ayim amah b'yabasha. He was able to look and see the distance to 10 amas on dry land in order to ukenegda apayim b'yam. He was able to go look at a distance of 2,000 amas. Maybe that's some markers of what a distance of 2,000 amas on land was, and he's able to measure that same distance from where the boat was to the port, and he's able to tell that we're within 2,000 amas. The Bryce continues and says, one wants to know what's the depth of the valley. Maybe he could bring a tube, and he looks at the tube and says, he sees what type of distance he sees in a certain thickness of the tube, and he uses that same ratio to go look into the valley of Yeda Kamuka Shigay, and then he can see the depth of the valley, he can see how deep it is. For Rates Leda Kamakwesh Dakal, one wants to know the height of a palm tree without climbing up the palm tree. Mighty Kamasa Vasil Vasil Kamasai, he should measure his own height and then look at the shadow that's cast by by his height, and look at the tree, height of the tree, and the shadow cast by the height of the tree, and just do a ratio proportionate based on his height, how much shadow does he make, and then look at the shadow of the tree, which is on the ground, and then he surmised from the shadow of the tree how tall the tree is, so he doesn't have to climb up the tree. Like this, you can see the height of the tree. All right, so shleitish chayivra, but it's el kever. One doesn't want a chayivra to dwell in the shade of the kever. The expansion of areas that in the kvarim sometimes, with the kvarim they have a little mound of rocks on top of the kvarim. We have matzevas these days. The kvarim could provide some sort of a protection shade from the heat of the sun of the day. And if the animal uses that, what's the animal going to do? Is be sitting on the ground, shielding himself with this matzeva, smelling the corpse in the ground, and it can come chalila to dig up the corpse and have bezayin ames by eating the corpse. So you want to avoid. So the first one explains specifically the hottest hour of the day that we're concerned about. That's the time that we're really concerned. Animals are going to be sitting there and smelling the body from under the ground, and therefore, what does he do in order to avoid the animal being in the shade? He puts a stick in the ground the fourth hour of the day, which is when it starts to get really hot and the shade becomes much more significant. The year of the Hechansil at night to see which direction the shade, the shadow is slanting. And in that side, he makes the grave, like he kind of makes it, the rocks higher and lower in a way that makes it that it doesn't provide proper shade for the animal to crash behind it. And therefore, the animal won't rest on top of the grave and won't come to Khalil's desecrate and dig up the grave. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up his survey tomorrow. Have an easy fast and a wonderful day.